This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You have been hearing about an opportunity to go to Ireland in spring break of next year, and Jane Green from Flyaway Travel in to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you have been to Ireland before?
A couple times.
When was the most recent one?
3 years ago.
So did you go on some of the same places this trip is?
Yeah. Yep, I did. It was a 10-day trip, just like this one is, and we went just in southern Ireland. We didn't go up to Belfast. I did that in a different trip. But Dublin is amazing. I love it. As any big city goes, it is really friendly and easy to get around. I went to a museum there. It's called the Littlest Museum in Dublin, and the people who work there go out of their way to make a lot of jokes about the British, so they keep you very entertained while you're seeing the history of that area. In Waterford, that's where you would go next, and that's where the Crystal Factory is, and that's very interesting. My favorite in all these places that you're going is Killarney. That's where the Ring of Kerry is, and they have this in the park, in the Killarney National Park, they have a thing called jaunting cars. And you know, I always wondered what that was about. I read about it, but it didn't make sense. But once you're there, there's all these horse-drawn carriages, and they put a bunch of people in them, and all the drivers know each other. And they insult each other and each other's horses, and you just go around all these different roads and just have a good time. It's really a fun little excursion.
Now, Ireland just looks fascinating. I mean, you've got a lot of history.
You do, definitely.
Man. Yep. And how old are some of these buildings?
Oh, hundreds of years old. Many of them were built in the 1700s and 1800s.
Wow.
So
talk about the trip. Now, spring break gives people a lot of, it's just a good time to go, period, in a lot of ways. And for anybody who's got kids or whatever, that adds in just simplifying your life a little bit.
Yeah.
But for this trip, what's the highlights people ought to know about?
Well, the scenery, for sure. And you should have good weather. Springtime is good. I was there one time in May and one time in September, so a couple different times of the year. And they're anxious to see tourists. They like Americans, so they're very welcoming. The food is really good. The pubs are amazing. If you go out in the evening, and they'll come over and take your hand and try to get you to come out and dance, and it's really a lively place.
Now, last fall I went to Italy, which is not Ireland, but it starts with the same letter.
Yeah.
Apparently I said Italy earlier this morning, huh?
Yeah, you did.
One of the things there was just being in these places that are hundreds of years old. And by Roseburg standards, you know, you think it's something's old if it's in Laurelwood.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And gosh, that's from 1910. Well, that's nothing.
That's right.
So talk about the bodies of water there.
What bodies of water?
I mean, in Ireland, you've got all these views off to, and are you just looking at, what are you looking at there? Is it one of the oceans?
And the picture in the brochure?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a river that goes through Dublin.
Okay, well, I guess maybe there's just a lot of those.
Right, yeah.
I've seen a lot. And here's another one over here. I've seen a lot of pictures just looking around since this trip got announced there seems to be a lot of water there. And it looks super green.
It is super green. And then, like at the Cliffs of Moher, in the brochure, there's a picture of that, and it's big hillsides, and they graze cattle out there. It's a national park, but they've got cattle grazing out there, so it's very picturesque.
Now, what do people know or need to know about sort of Ireland in general? You mentioned how friendly they are, the pubs, so it's not really a wine culture, right?
No, the Guinness factory is there in Dublin.
Ah. And is that part of the trip?
I didn't see it on the itinerary, but I'm sure it will be an optional trip that they have. One thing I didn't realize until I went there, you know, the Guinness Book of World Records, that started from the Guinness Brewery. They wanted to be the best in the world, and so they started this best thing in the world deal, and pretty soon it became a big book, and it was well known.
Became its own thing.
Right, right.
Yeah. And there are some couple options as well if somebody went on this trip to extend it on either end.
Right, either in London or in Edinburgh.
And those are obviously two places that people are, you know, really interested in going to as well.
As long as you're over there.
Yeah. So you've got a meeting on Tuesday night. Talk about that.
Yes, we do. At 5:30 here at the News Review building. Representative Andy Boone will be here from Colette, and he's going to talk about this itinerary at 5:30 on Tuesday, the 18th. And we're inviting everybody to come, and he does a very good job. He's got a film presentation that he shows, and he describes what the itinerary includes and then what you need to think about as far as what to wear and all that kind of stuff. He knows all those things.
Yeah, sure. I would imagine this time of year, you're going to be wearing, taking some layers of jackets.
Yeah, it should be in the 60s.
Okay.
Should be in the 60s. And do you know, Ireland has more castles than any other country in the world?
And in fact, you get to stay in one.
That's right. The last night, you get to stay in a castle.
More. And now, are a lot of these just people's homes now? Or are they kind of...
No, they save them as hotels.
Hotels?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure there are smaller ones that people can live in, but yeah.
Well, I know this picture of the one that we'll be staying in is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's huge.
Wow.
It's huge.
Pretty cool. Shades of Ireland, and that's coming up spring break of next year. You've got all the information. What's the number at Flyaway?
672-5701.
And again, the meeting on Tuesday?
At 5:30 at the News Review.
All right.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. anything else people ought to know?
No. I mean, a lot of information will come out in that presentation for sure.
All right. But people don't have to wait for that. They could just stop by and see you today.
Makes a great Christmas present.
Ooh, there's an idea for somebody.
Family give a Christmas present to do something on spring break. That would be nice.
All right, Jane Green, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.